Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was how I felt this morning when I woke up and I saw the tweet, the report from Shams Charania from ESPN. He's their NBA Hoops insider, and everybody just seeing the news about Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, Damon Jones. Those are the NBA connects, former players, current coach, about this gambling operation that has been taking place. And let's be clear, there's two layers to this. But the breaking scandal of the day with the NBA this morning, with sports betting and just betting in general, has damaged the integrity of professional sports. And I don't think that there's any way that people will never, ever look at this. And what I mean by that, let me be clear here. People will continue to bet on sports. Do I think that illegal activities will continue to take place that maybe we will hear about, will come to light? Maybe a lot of stuff that we'll never, ever figure out about or hear about? Possibly. But when I say it's damaged the integrity of professional sports, what I mean by that is pretty simple, is that people will not stop betting on sports, but it will always be in the back of your mind whether things are on the up and up. So do I think that people will stop placing prop bets? Of course not. Will people stop using apps? Of course not. Will people continue to wager on sports? Absolutely they will. But what you have to understand is that you are taking a risk. The same way that you're risking putting money on the line for a game, the same thing that you're doing with individual players and other aspects of gambling. You know how, like, with medications and stuff, there'll be like a warning? Well, the warning with sports betting is that, you know what? We assume the risk that maybe somebody's on the take. That's what you have to understand. Is that going into a game, well, we believe everything is good with the Vikings and the Chargers. But how do you know? How do you know? You'll never know until somebody gets caught. So that's the part about the integrity. every single league says, like, well, the NFL, respect the shield. Yeah, it's respect the shield until somebody gets caught. We hear all the time, Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA, the integrity of the game. We hear that with every single league. The reality, people, is that they're always going to be bad actors. What's his name? Evander Kane from the NHL?
Mm-hmm.
He's still playing hockey. And we know that he was, heck, Cash Patel did the press conference earlier today talking about the situation with the NBA. They've got this picture of him and Evander Kane from like last season. It's like, and they're all smiles. It is just part of it, man. I don't like the fact that just within the last couple of days, college athletes can bet on sports. You should not be allowed. If you are a professional or collegiate athlete, you should not be allowed to bet on sports. You just shouldn't be. And I don't. I heard Jason. I know Jason's stance on Jason DeRusha's stance is he doesn't want it to be here in Minnesota. He doesn't want it to be legal. Which I disagree. I think it should be legal because I think that we can gain a lot of money and bring a lot of more revenue and profit from sports wagering. Because you know what? Sports wagering is going to happen anyway. Like, making sports wagering in Minnesota legal only does two things. Makes it legal and makes it profitable for the state. If you think that people aren't doing it illegally right now, I don't know what to tell you.
It's happening.
We're leaving money on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what we can take that's happening illegally here, we can make it legal. That's the only if somebody was to say today, Minnesota is never going to have legal sports wagering, I would say that's the dumbest thing to do and way to go about it when it's just going to happen anyway. It's going to happen away from the public eye because it's going to be one of those ring type of things where people are doing it and they're doing it and they shouldn't be doing it. That's just the bottom line. So you might as well cash in on it. But getting back to the scandal, Chauncey Billups was charged in this conspiracy to fix high-stakes card games. And it's tied to the mafia, La Cosa Nostra, an organized crime family. Terry Rozier, his part was the exploiting private information about players to win bets on NBA games. So essentially what he was doing was the whole situation of, well, I know that such and such is got a bad ankle. Oh, I know that this person is under the weather. So I'm just going to tell this guy who's going to bet a lot of money on the game, well, I can't tell you who's going to win or lose, but this is the scouting report.
This might help influence your decision.
Exactly.
You can't tell them where to bet or how to bet, but you can tell them basically insider information.
And an athlete can pull themselves out of games.
Yes. That's what Jontay Porter did.
Terry Rozier. He did the same thing. So when now I'm gonna tell you this right now. I like to place a sports bet or two. I can't wait till Breeders' Cup next weekend. I'm gonna bet on the horses.
Oh, you gotta love the ponies.
One thing that I don't do though, I don't like doing. Okay, I will do it on occasion if I feel so strongly about something. But I typically throughout the year don't do a whole lot of props because of that. Because you get concerned about. Well, you know, is this guy completely healthy? You know, you're risking a lot, but you can make a lot. And I think that that's the thing. When I heard this earlier today, and a couple people earlier texted me and they were like, well, what do you think about Chauncey Billups? Do you think that he's, no. Let's be clear here. Chauncey Billups is done. Terry Rozier is done.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, even if they were found in some way, shape, or form innocent, which you would think that there's a lot.
Well, Terry Rozier was investigated earlier.
you would think that there's a lot there with this being the feds, but the point that I'm trying to make is that even if they were cleared, I don't think you rebound from this. I don't even think that Malik Beasley is going to rebound. I think that Malik Beasley's done, because if you're talking about integrity of the game and you're talking about being concerned, if I was an NBA owner, why would I want to risk anything with Malik Beasley? Why? I can find other good players out there. And I'm not saying that Malik Beasley isn't a good player, but my point, Malik Beasley ain't LeBron.
No. No. I mean, Terry Rozier, he was investigated back at the end of January for gambling violations, and the league didn't find a violation, but he was never fully exonerated. So I just feel like if you want to absolutely 100%, you don't want fans to question whether or not everything is on the up and up. Like you said, you can find other coaches. You can find other players. You can find these other guys. So it's not as if the league is not going to go on without Terry Rozier. The league always goes on.
Yep.
When stars leave. It went on when...
And he's not even a star.
No, it went on when Michael Jordan left. It went on when Kobe left. It's going to go on when LeBron leaves. It's going to go on when Ant leaves. It's just... It keeps going. The players just change.
And the whole high-tech part of the card thing with the games that Chauncey Billups, I guess, allegedly was a part of,
mm-hmm.
The poker scheme lured in unwitting players into rigged games to compete against Billups and Damon Jones. The games were fixed using sophisticated cheating technology such as altered card shuffling machines, hidden cameras and poker chip trays, special sunglasses, x-ray equipment built into the table?
This is like, we talk about the Louvre being some Ocean's 11 type of stuff.
Yep.
I mean, this is stuff you would see in a movie. This is one of those, you go to a casino and people are trying to get over on the pit bosses and on the dealers, and you see all of this stuff. It's like, they put a lot of money and resources and everything into it. And if you're really thinking about something that could, ultimately lead to something else, this is it. Because somebody else now is going to get that idea if you use that same sort of technology. This isn't the first time somebody's going to try and do it. They're just going to figure out a way to make it more inconspicuous.
Coming up next, we've got Bite of the Night right here on the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to Bite of the Night. And Bite of the Night involves, it deals with Tua Tagovailoa. He is somebody who is, he's really ruining his career. Not just because he's not playing at a high level, but because he doesn't know when to shut up. Tua doesn't know when to close his mouth. And it's just not good. It's like, bro, the more you talk, the deeper the waters get for you, I think that Tua just doesn't get it. Like, some athletes just don't get it. And I don't think that he's a good leader. And he got one coach fired in terms of Brian Flores. And, well, I think he's about to get McDaniel fired as well. Because he just is not the leader that people expect him to be.
And your quarterback has got to be your go-to guy, your accountable guy. Like, the quarterback is the one that ultimately...
He needs to have the locker room.
Yeah, it's him. That's why they say, oh, you know, the quarterback's got to have the team. No, it's the most important position in all of sports.
And so after their latest loss and him having a brutal game and getting benched, he was asked, well, because Jalen Waddle, who is a talented wide receiver, why couldn't you get Jalen Waddle the ball?
Yeah, I think with that, some of it has to do with being able to see guys, with their guys also up front and our guys. And I'm not the tallest guy in the back there either. So being able to see, and then, you know, sometimes when that happens, you don't want to just throw it blindly, and you got to progress. So I think that had some merit to reasons as to why that happened for Waddle.
That's as weak as you can get. That's so weak.
Drew Brees never had a problem.
Not even, forget about Drew Brees.
Doug Flutie never had a problem.
Forget anybody. I don't care if it's Muggsy Bogues. Tua has played quarterback his whole life. When has his height been an issue? This man is trying to cop out with his height? What, did you have a height problem a couple years ago when you put up a phenomenal season?
Defensive linemen were shorter.
When you got your mega contract, which I knew was a disaster, and I was like, why are they paying this guy this much money? Was it an issue then? It never was an issue.
Defenders are on HGH now. So
now all of a sudden, Tua is bringing up his height? Like it's a detriment? Get out of here, man. You weren't screaming my height's a detriment when you were asking for an extension. TJ Houshmandzadeh from the Speakeasy, former NFL wide receiver with the Cincinnati Bengals, this was his reaction to Tua's comments.
When you're asked this question, this is when you give them coach speak. You know, the way the defense was playing, we weren't able to get them the ball as much as I would have liked. They took him out the game, and we couldn't get him. He didn't get the targets that I would have liked. Never do you say, I'm not the tallest guy back there. I just couldn't see. Because you've been playing quarterback your entire life. You played at Alabama with some dudes at 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". You could see then.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago when you played great, you could see then. It wasn't a problem then. Why is it a problem now? Because you were drafted in the first round because you saw very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
You got that contract extension because you saw very clearly. So now you're telling me you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it comes off as he's making excuses about why he isn't performing well. And we get mad when guys aren't truthful. He should have said, the defense did a great job taking him away. I have to do a better job getting him the ball. Very simple. That's what should have been said.
Tua doesn't get it. I'm telling you, Chris, this guy just doesn't get it. Oh, is Isaiah Rodgers going to get some racist text messages now? Pick six, baby. Isaiah Rodgers, let's go. To the racist that sent them those direct messages, pick six, Isaiah Rodgers. Let's go.
That was fun. I like that. I certainly like that better than Tua Tagovailoa, you know, talking about he couldn't see over the line. Like, it's kind of interesting, Henry, because when you were talking about, you know, you didn't have a problem with this before, and you said, you know, it's the same thing that TJ Houshmandzadeh said. Like, none of this was a factor earlier on. You never had a problem with it. And all of a sudden, this is where you're going to have a problem. So it is kind of ridiculous that all of a sudden Tua is blaming his height. Like, you had it before, so why all of a sudden now would it be a problem?
Yeah, because
it wasn't a problem before.
He's full of excuses, man. He's full of excuses. Now, real quickly, for those of you that aren't watching the game, they're looking to see if he had control of the ball before he went to the ground. I don't think you can reverse that.
Well, after last week, like, I didn't know about the T.J. Hockenson, so I have no idea
what
to
do about
this.
But it never came off his body, though. That's the thing.
But does the ball move?
It can touch the ground.
That's what I thought last week.
Yeah, but it touched the ground initially, and then it came off his body.
So, we'll...
It's a little bit of a different play than last week, but you never know. They're looking at this.
You have a quarter? We can flip a coin, because that'll tell us what the call is. It's ridiculous. I hope it stands. I'd like for it to stand.
Yeah, I'd love for it to stand, too.
That'd be a good way to start.
I think it's going to stand. I hope it stands. All right, 651-461-9226. An admission by Michael Jordan recently reveals why he is the GOAT. We get to that next. All right, we've known, or at least I've always been of the thought, that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. But an admission this week by Michael Jordan reveals why he truly is the greatest of all time. Michael Jordan, who is now a part of the NBC broadcast for NBA basketball, He told a story on opening night. What was it, Tuesday? About an interaction he had. Or actually, it was Mike Tirico was sitting down. He's talking to Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. And he said that he hadn't played basketball in years. And Mike Tirico's like, what? Come on. When's the last time you shot hoops? And he's like, oh, no, it's been a long time. It's been years. And Mike Tirico is kind of like, no, where's the court at around here? And Michael Jordan responds back, do you see a court around here? And he's like, yeah, actually, I don't see a court around here. He's like, he's like, hold on. Let me be honest. He was like, the last time, because he pressed him a little bit and said, when was the last time you took a shot? And he said that it was at the Ryder Cup. Okay, and so MJ, who is a big-time golfer, he loves him some golf. He says that he rents out this amazing home, right? He rents out this home for the Ryder Cup, and when he is at the homeowner gets an opportunity to introduce his grandkids and probably a few friends or whatever to Michael Jordan. That's, sure. That's just part of it, right? Like, Michael Jordan is renting out my home. MJ, look, I'll gladly rent it out to you, but I need you to do me a solid. I need my grandkids to meet you. So I'm sure Michael Jordan, who's as big of a deal as you're ever going to find in sports.
Oh, yeah.
He says, okay, that's fine. Well, the guy says, I need you to shoot a free throw. Just one. So he puts Michael Jordan on the spot, and Michael Jordan is kind of like dumbfounded, like, what? Michael Jordan here tells the story to Mike Tirico about having nerves about shooting a free throw, and to me, it reveals why he's the greatest of all time.
Do you ever pick up a ball and just shoot?
I haven't picked up a ball in years.
No, come on. Just like walk past. There's got to be a hoop somewhere at your place.
You don't see a hoop anywhere around here, right?
I don't. But seriously, last time you picked up a basketball and shot it?
I was at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And I rented a house from the owner.
Sure.
He came over to do pictures. He had grandkids. And I was meet and greet and thank him for allowing me to stay in the house. And he had a basketball court. He says, I want you to shoot one free throw. I said, really? Now, I already paid for the house. It's not like he got to see me. So when I stepped up to shoot the free throw, it's the most nervous I've been in years.
Stop it.
In years.
Stop it. Come on.
And reason being is those kids heard the stories from the parents about what I did 30 years ago.
Right.
So the expectation is 30 years prior, and I haven't touched the basketball.
I hope you swished it.
Absolutely. I got the most gratifying of that made my whole week is that I was able to please that kid, not knowing if I could.
So this is the reason why Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Michael Jordan, first off, I've said that he's the greatest of all time, and there isn't any debate, at least with me.
No, I agree. I'm a Jordan guy.
Between him and LeBron James, there is no debate. It's Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, every time he got to the finals, he didn't lose. That's end of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
End of the conversation. But the reason why he's the GOAT isn't because he made the free throw and he was nervous. The reason why Michael Jordan is the GOAT is because Michael Jordan understands who he is and he understands how people perceive him. Michael Jordan has nothing to prove. Michael Jordan understands he is an older man now. It ain't 30 years ago.
No.
His legacy means a lot to him. He does not want to miss a free throw in front of grandkids.
People he doesn't even know.
So,
because the story's going to get out there, Michael Jordan can't even make a free throw anymore.
That's understanding his importance to the game. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, he understands who he is. He does not want to be in a situation where he's looked upon as, oh, okay, Michael Jordan think he still got it. Nah, Mike is like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical of Michael Jordan doing the whole media thing. I was also skeptical of Randy Moss when Randy Moss did, you know, when he started it. Because just when he was a player, there was just a different perception right around these really, superstar quality athletes who might be a little adversarial. And not like Michael Jordan ever came off super adversarial, but he never came off to me as really media friendly except to Ahmad Rashad. And so I'm just a little, I don't want that part of Michael Jordan's legacy to be ruined for me. But to hear that story, it kind of humanizes him too.
Yeah.
To know that you've done all of these things, you can, you know, depending on who you are, can be called the greatest of all time. Yet there's a part of you that still just doesn't want to embarrass yourself. Even just shooting a regular free throw in front of kids you don't even know.
It was the most nervous he had been in years. Think of that. It's Michael Jordan we're talking about. That's remarkable to me.
Yeah. It just shows that there's a side of these athletes that maybe we don't know. And maybe this is just an older, softer Michael Jordan, too. Maybe being away from it for a while. Because, we know he's got his... You know, he's had his issues with, you know, marriages and gambling and everything. But if Michael Jordan can come back and show us a softer side and give more humanizing stories like that, to me, it can only help the Jordan guys like you and I. And maybe that's just generational, right? Gen Xers, for us, it's Jordan. For others, it's going to be LeBron. For others, it might be Wilt. You never know.
But
who it is.
But how do you view Michael Jordan? I've never viewed Michael Jordan as like a terrible human being or anything like that.
No, I think you just see that he's
just a private guy.
He's a private guy. He's very intense,
especially after his dad died. Like that would, if somebody murdered, I'm the most famous athlete on planet Earth, and somebody murdered my dad, like I would feel a little bit. I would change, and I'd be upset at the world after that too.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not sitting here, you know, casting aspersions on Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But there's just a side of him where he just didn't come off as being very friendly because he's super competitive.
Yep.
And I understand that. But I think now if you're talking about, you know, what he is today, I just hope that that can add to what Michael Jordan, you know, what Michael Jordan is, the overall legacy. Because, I mean, there's nothing he could do. Well, I can't say that, but he would have to do something very heinous to ruin the perception that I have of him.
I think that Michael Jordan is just somebody that he just gets it.
Yeah, he does.
He was ruthless on the basketball court. He was a killer. He needed to be that way. And I think that the game was better for it because he was ruthless and cutthroat and took no prisoners.
Oh, and he was the first of his kind. He was the one that really took, I think, number one, to take the NBA global. But he was the first one that really had his own brand to Air Jordan, Jumpman, like the silhouette. There was nothing like Michael Jordan. And when he paired with Nike, like that just took everything to a whole nother level.
Yeah. I love everything about MJ, man. MJ's the man. Unbelievable dude. And I love that story. He understands who he is. Coming up next, it's time for headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time for headlines here on The Lake Show. Currently, Vikings trail 7-0.
All right, let's get the headlines. The family of a Park Rapids man seriously injured when a demolition derby car he was working on fell on his head are asking for support. 25-year-old Elijah Hensel was working on the car in his garage when the car jack gave out on Saturday. The car fell on the upper half of his body and his skull was pinned to the concrete floor.
Oh my gosh.
Hensel's friend was working with him at the time and was able to lift the car off him. Friend then provided aid until EMS and police arrived. Hensel suffered a skull fracture, 2 fractured ribs, and fracture to his orbital and temporal bone as a result of the accident. A GoFundMe has since been created for him to support him and his 2 children as he recovers. According to the fundraiser, Hensel's injuries have made it difficult for him to see and hear, and he'll be out of work, what they say, for an unknown amount of time. It reads, quote, "This is going to be a long, tough recovery for him. See, he was always the guy on the go and always busy, whether with work or spending time with his family and his friends. As of earlier today, the fundraiser had only reached about $1,900 of its $4,000 goal."
That's a tough one right there, dude. Like, seriously, I can't even imagine. I just can't even imagine having to deal with that type of incident.
Man, oh, I mean, it's scary.
Very.
Absolutely.
Very scary.
Absolutely.
And we're not talking about Terry.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine like being in that situation. I definitely am hoping for a full recovery.
I would panic and probably die.
Yeah, I don't even know what I would do. Well, Elon Musk, we need to feel sorry for Elon Musk because he needs more money. He says he needs to build his stake in Tesla so much more that he could become the first trillionaire. But this week, he said his aim wasn't to increase his planet-leading wealth. and said Musk said the biggest pay package in history was necessary to protect his company. Now, on a call with investors on Wednesday, Musk said, quote, "It's not like I'm going to go spend the money. There needs to be enough voting control to give me a strong influence, but not so much that I can't be fired if I go insane." Been there, done that. I guess he can't dodge that question anymore. Musk said he needs to protect Tesla from two influential but hardly all-powerful research firms that advise shareholders how to vote. It's ISS and Glass Lewis, who he described as corporate terrorists. Musk claimed that passive index funds that control much of Tesla's shares, they blindly follow the recommendation of ISS and Glass Lewis. But shareholder votes have always followed Tesla's board recommendations. Their shareholders have voted against other companies' board recommendations. They are quite rare.
Yeah, I just, there's, what's the best way to put this? I would never like Elon Musk, ever. Like his trajectory, the person he is today, I will never like the guy. Bottom line.
Seems like kind of a wiener.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. It was like, before I go insane, you've gone Cypress Hill long
insane
ago.
In the membrane.
Insane in the brain. Insane, yeah. He's been there. Hey, President Donald Trump. Let's go from insane to completely sane. President Donald Trump said this week that he loved America's cattle ranchers, but those farmers who overwhelmingly supported the president in the 2024 election say they aren't feeling the love right now. Trump is facing criticism from many U.S. cattle ranchers after signaling support for increasing low tariff beef imports from Argentina to ease record beef prices in the United States. The move comes just weeks after U.S. soybean farmers blasted a separate deal with Argentina that they fear will give South American producers a competitive edge in that market. Argentina currently accounts for just over 2% of U.S. beef imports. Christian Lovell, an Illinois cattle farmer and a senior director of farms at Farm Action, a nonpartisan farm organization, said, quote, "If Trump goes through with what he outlined, I do believe it's a betrayal of the American rancher. It's a feeling that you're selling us out to a foreign competitor." Now, on Wednesday, Trump reacted to the backlash from cattle ranchers. Quote, "The cattle ranchers who I love, they don't understand that the only reason they're doing so well for the first time in decades is because I put tariffs on cattle coming into the United States, including a 50% tariff on Brazil." This according to Trump on social media. He said it would be nice if they understood that, but they also have to get the prices down because the consumer is a very, very big factor in my thinking also. Now, in a statement, Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a trade association for beef producers, said the organization and its members, quote, "cannot stand behind the president while he undercuts the future of family farmers and ranchers by importing Argentinian beef in an attempt to influence prices."
In Donald Trump's mind, the only things that happen in this country that are to the benefit of Americans and things that make us feel good are because of him, according to him. That's it.
No, according to my family, too. It's not just Donald Trump. I mean,
No. I'm not talking about random people. I'm talking about out of his mouth. He thinks that highly of himself that he's the only person that does any good in the United States of America.
I mean, I can't believe you haven't picked up on that yet. Of course he's the only person. He's the only person that does good. I mean, the sooner that you understand that, the better your life is going to be.
So it's me.
Yeah, it's absolutely you. I mean, you gotta understand that Donald Trump loves this country. Donald Trump loves the United States so much that he wanted to stay out of jail, so he was able to get himself reelected. I mean, he's just, I don't know why you can't understand that he's smarter than everybody.
My bad.
Yeah, he's more fit than everybody. He knows more about everything than anybody. I mean, many people are saying this, Henry. Many people with tears in their eyes are coming up to me and saying, "Can you believe what Donald J. Trump is doing for this country?" And I said, "I know. Isn't it something? And they're like, yeah.
What a world, man.
It's something. Hey, something that I do like. I was a big fan of NSYNC back in the day. And Lance Bass knows that fans want to know if NSYNC is going to be getting back together for a tour. But at the moment, he's got nothing. Quote, I wish I had some breaking news for you, but no news right now. And that's okay. What Bass can do at the moment is talk more freely about living with diabetes. He has type 1.5 diabetes, which is also known as a latent autoimmune diabetes, or LADA. The star uses Dexcom G7 continuous glucose monitoring to stay on top of his numbers and has created an online persona known as, quote, Blood Sugar Lance to educate people. Blood Sugar Lance.
Wow.
To educate people about his condition with humor. He said he developed the character by accident. He said, quote, we like to have fun on my Instagram and make people laugh. That's what my channel is for. Just to give people some entertainment and give a little laugh throughout the day because we're living in a crazy, crazy time. Now, stress also affects his blood sugar, and that can be hard not to, given his busy career, balanced with raising his 4-year-old twins, Violet and Alexander, with husband Michael Turkin. But might Bass be even busier with something like, say, a reunion tour with one of the most beloved boy bands of all time? All he'll say is, don't believe everything you read. Quote, I've been seeing some recent articles, and all I can say is they don't really know what they're talking about. You're tearing up our heart, Lance Bass.
Were you a big fan of the group?
I loved NSYNC. I did. I did. I remember when they were first getting big, I was at the Walmart in Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And they just came through. I was working when I was in college. And they just came through like nothing. Their tour bus. And it's like, oh my God, that's Joey Fatone. That's Lance Bass. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, I do. I just, to me, I wonder if Justin Timberlake, when he cools down as a single artist, I think you got to get him on board. And until I think Justin Timberlake just takes a step back to NSYNC, I don't think anything's going to happen. But I mean, never say never, man.
I was just used to stole the words without mine.
The Backstreet Boys are making some serious bank with their residency in Vegas, and I know NSYNC could do the same.
All righty. Does that wrap up? It does. It wraps up our headlines.
You know what I say to that? What? Bye, bye, bye,
bye. Bye, 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 bye. Coming up next, we must all get educated, at least to some degree. We're going to take it back a few years. I'll explain all of that next year on the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.